instance in the Montgomery school system here, my oldest daughter had to read a book by Toni Morrison, and it was called Beloved. And it was my understanding that none of Toni Morrison's books would be used in Alabama anymore. And my daughter came home, started reading the book over a couple of days, and I noticed that her countenance frowning all the time reading the book. Just finally the second day, she said, "Dad, I don't think I can read this book." And I said, "Why?" She said, let me go highlight some areas." And she did. And she'd only got within two chapters of the book. And it was, as I read these areas that she kind of highlighted, and even then I took the book and kind of scanned it over myself. It didn't take much. It was full of pornography. I call it porn in written form. So graphic, the descriptions of the things that were going on in this book, that you would be appalled. I did reach out to the principal and the English instructor who assigned the book, a joint email, and over the next couple of days had correspondence between the principal. Now, the English teacher got mad at me and never responded, but my daughter told me on two occasions she told her class to pay no attention to the vulgarity or the sex scenes. Don't let that bother you, but concentrate on the writing style and what the story she was trying to portray. Principal went on to say that this type of book is getting our kids ready, college and career ready, and this is the type of rigor that they need.
Tell folks what The Bluest Eye was about.
My understanding, and you may even know more of the details, but I think the book is about a young girl who was raped repeatedly growing up, and it is actually written from the viewpoint of the rapist. And these are the kind of books that are being read, and then we wonder why young men go out and they rape and they do different things that we're seeing in society, the heinous sexual crimes. It is because they are being indoctrinated. Their spirits and souls are being bathed in this type of thing. I believe that the spirit of judgment now is moving throughout the earth. God is beginning to judge. And I have shifted the way that I am praying. I am shifting the way that I am looking at things because God's word says that judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. And I believe that judgment is going to begin in the house. There are pastors who are not involved. You know, we have talked about in Oklahoma, they got rid of Common Core when the pastor saw the damaging effects in Oklahoma, the indoctrination, the anti-Judeo-Christian ethic that was being portrayed in the schools. They stood up collectively, they went to the state house, and they let those legislators know, if you continue on with this, we will make sure that you are not reelected. And right now in the state of Alabama, there has been tremendous apathy from clergy. There has been tremendous apathy from parents. And I even say the teachers. You said, you know, the teachers that don't like it, but they're afraid to speak. I think that they have to speak. I think that God is going to judge anybody in that state house. There are men and women in that state house that know this is harmful, that know that this is not the right option, but they have been bought off at a price. And I am telling you that God, the spirit of, they are going to be judged. The spirit of judgment is moving throughout this state. It is moving throughout this country. And God is going to begin to judge those who know to do right and do it not. And so I am just telling you, the problem is a very small remnant of people in the state that are fighting this with all their heart, mind, and soul. The rest don't either have their head in the sand, don't. And I say to every educator out there who knows that this is wrong, even if it costs you your job, you have a responsibility to these children and a responsibility before God to stand up for what is right.
So when you've got somebody selling you college and career ready at a price of harming children, and we understand that very much now with the statements from over 500 early childhood development that warned early on this is going to cause harm. One calls it mental health expert calls it cognitive abuse, and with books like Toni Morrison's book Sexualizing Children, Common Core is very dark. We don't need it. We've sent men to the moon without it. We can do better.